弟兄姊妹，圣诞节快乐
！Happy Christmas, brothers and sisters.
我们的敬拜团怎么样
？How is the worship team?
我们再次把掌声送给我们弟兄姐妹们。
Let's give our clap to the baby Jesus.
今天是我们一年一度的圣诞节特别礼拜。
So this is our annual special Christmas worship.
我们今天讲到的内容呢？也是一个圣诞节的故事。
So I'm going to share a story about the Christmas.
我们今天讲到的题目是东方博士的信心之旅。
So we're going to talk about the Magi, a journey of a faith.
经文是马太福音第二章一到十二节。
This is from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 to 12.
大家有没有遇到过有的人说，哎呀，我受的教育太多了，这个我的知识太丰富了，我是没有办法相信你们相信的上帝和耶稣基督的。
Yeah, have you heard this from somebody who is well educated? He said, "Hey, I'm so scientifically minded. There's no way I can accept Christ Jesus."
大家有没有听过有人说，哎呀，我们家里都是拜佛的，我们家里是相信道教的或者伊斯兰教的，我是没有办法相信你们的耶稣的。
So maybe somebody said that we all families believe in Buddha, or we maybe in Taoism, or we have there's no way we can believe in Christ.
我们今天看有这样几个人，他们是非常非常这个有学问的，受非常高的教育的，是社会里面非常有地位的人。
So today, let's see, we're going to share the message about this, the people, they are very highly educated, very wise, and how they react.
而且呢，他们是在别的宗教里面是做宗教领袖的。
And plus, they are the leader of other religions.
但是当有神呢，给他们直接的这样的启示，带领他们去认识耶稣的时候，他们义无反顾的，他们就去啊、去见耶稣的面，去敬拜他。
But yet, as God revealed to them, they have no regret, and they just go pressing forward to see Jesus.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师，我们感谢你一次给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
So, Father, our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we thank you for this such a wonderful morning.
感谢你，你让我们有机会来到你的面前，我们一起来聆听你的话语，被你的圣灵充满。
And you have gathered us to listen to your words and be filled with your Holy Spirit.
求你按照应许，你此时此刻就与我们同在。
We pray that as you promised, be with us.
求你的圣灵就充满我们这里，充满我们每个人的生命。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit will be filled this place and fill our lives.
打开我们的心，让我们真的去迎接你。
So open our eyes, our heart to receive you.
让我们敬拜你，让我们把一切的感谢还有赞美都归给你。
So let us to worship and give you all the glory.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手里面。
So we commit the time to your hand.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.
有多少人听说过有一个科学研究的项目叫做人类基因组计划？
So have anyone heard about the human Cuomo project?
有多少人？哇，很多人都知道，这是个很大的一个项目。
So this is a very major. It is a significant major project.
他们要花呢很长的时间去把人体里面所有的这样的基因呢都能够分析出来。
And so they did a study about all the genes about our human body.
这个是很大的工程，这个对于我们将来的医学的发展、生物学的发展是非常关键的。
So it will be critical for our biology as well as our physical beings.
那么这个人类基因组计划的负责人呢，叫做弗朗西斯·柯林斯。
So the project manager is Francis Collin, who is in charge of this human genome project.
他应该是我们当代的所有的这些科学家里面非常优秀、非常有影响力的。
And he is the most very exceedingly important among all the scientists.
他呢，之前人生的很多年，他是不相信神的，不相信耶稣的。
He was an atheist for many years.
如果说到知识，甚至说到对人体、对生命的理解，可能他比我们在座的所有人都是更深入的。
So if you talk about the to understanding of a human body or especially gene, then he will be the expert and he will be, his knowledge will be much more than we know.
但是有一天呢，有一位患病的这个病人问他说，你相信什么呢？
But one day a patient asked him, what do you believe?
而且呢，引发他的思考，他发现科学能够解决，能够解释很多的问题，但是也有很多的问题科学是没有办法解释的。
But then he made him think that even though the science can explain a lot of material things, but a lot of many other parts that there's no answer.
比方说科学没有办法解释什么是道德，为什么会有道德。
So for example, the science cannot explain about the morality.
那么他后来呢又读了很多书，特别是对他有影响的是这个 C.S. Lewis 写的有一本书叫做这个返璞归真。
So he read some of the book like by C.S. Lewis.
Mere Christianity.
For the book called Mere Christianity.
后来呢，他有一天他跪下来，他说：“神真的是存在的，基督就是他的儿子。”
So one day he realized and he bowed down and he realized Jesus is the Lord and is God, the Son of God.
有多少人用过有一个网站叫做维基百科？
So anyone used this Wikipedia?
很多人都用过，这个是访问量最大的网站之一。
So this is the most popular website.
中间的有一个创始人，他本来是一个哲学家，他的名字叫做拉里桑格。
So the co-founder of Wikipedia is Larry Sanger.
那么他之前35年呢，他都是一个他叫做理性的无神论者。
So the first 35 years, he called himself is a logical atheist.
他也是不信神的。
And he didn't believe God.
但是后来逐渐的他注意到有一些他最喜欢的，他觉得很聪明的人，哎，他们居然都是虔诚的基督徒。
But yet he found us so many very impressive people he admired who are Christians.
从2020年开始，他认真的来读圣经。
So start from 2020, then he start to read the Bible.
后来到了2021年，他公开的宣布，他说我是基督徒。
And 2021, he publicly announced that he is a Christian now.
那我们看一下，在大概2000年之前，有这么几个人，他们也是非常有智慧，非常有学问的人。
So let's look back 2,000 years ago. They are very educated and they are a wise man.
他们对耶稣是什么样的一个态度？
But how do they look about Jesus?
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So let's have three points.
第一部分是认识之旅。
So the first one is the journal of recognition.
第二部分是谦卑之心。
And the second one is the heart of humility.
第三个部分呢是蒙福之道。
And thirdly, the way of a blessing.
我们一起来读马太福音第二章第一节。
So let's read book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 1.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during that time, the king Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
这个地方提到有一个人叫做希律王。
And at that over here, they mentioned a person that's King Herod.
是一个什么样的人呢？
Now, what kind of a person he is?
我们知道他是一个王，对不对？
Well, first of all, obvious, he is a king.
他那时候统治这个犹太地。
He ruled over the Judea.
他是不是犹太人呢？
Now, is he a Jewish people?
可他不是犹太人。
He is not.
他是一个犹太的邻居以东那个地方的以东人，是以东的贵族。
So he is one of the neighbor country, and they are the royal family.
他呢是在罗马帝国的支持下统治了这个犹大地。
So they conquered the area through the power from the Roman.
那么他为了这个取得当地人的支持呢？他比方说他不吃猪肉啊什么的，希望这个希望谨守这个犹太的这些规条，来让当地人呢接受他。
So in order to be accepted by the Jewish people, so he follow their custom, like for example, they do not eat, he didn't eat pork.
但是呢， 我们从历史书上来看，他是一个非常残暴的君王。
But yet, when we look from history, he's a very cruel, king.
然后在这里呢说，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。
And over here, I mentioned that Jesus was born in the Bethlehem.
然后这里提到有几个博士。
And over here, they talk about a few magi.
中文在这里翻译作博士。
So in Chinese translation, it called a doctors.
好像是几个 PhD, 是我们这个 Cal Poly 大学的毕业生。
Maybe there's a similar to some of the PhDs from the Cal Poly.
那我们今天的这个博士在我们中间其实不是那么稀奇的事情。
So today, in this society, the PhD is no longer that special.
我们在座的可能就有几位是有博士学位的。
Yeah, so we have among us, we have few has a degree of a PhD.
然后呢，但是呢，在这里说的博士跟我们今天所讲的这个大学里的博士学位的毕业生是不一样的概念。
So the wise man over here, the doctors, they are different than the doctor, the philosopher doctors, different like today.
然后这里呢说他们从东方来到耶路撒冷。
So they came from the east.
我一开始信主，一开始读圣经的时候呢，我读到这里，我就非常的兴奋。
So when I was a Christian, just to become a Christian, I was excited from this verse.
因为我读圣经好像基本上没有提到中国，没有提到华人。
Because when I read the Bible, I couldn't find the China or about the Chinese.
然后看到这几个博士呢是从东方来的，我想，哎，他们会不会是从中国过来的？
So when I read this majors from the East, so maybe from China.
非常遗憾。
But unfortunately,
他们不是从中国来的。
They are not from China.
我们推测大概率他们是从波斯来的。
So likely they are from Persian.
就是今天的伊朗这个国家。
So that's Iran today.
在这个希腊语的这个语境里面呢，在当时那些文本里面通常说的东方呢指的就是波斯帝国。
So at the time that when they refer to the eastern country is talk about from Persia.
然后我们中文翻译作博士的这个词呢在英文里面写作这个 magi, 其实呢它在希腊文里面它也是一个外来词，应该是从波斯语借过来的一个外来词。
So the words of a magi is actually came from the Persian language.
那么波斯是一个弱小的国家还是一个强大的国家呢？
So is that Persia is a small country or a giant country?
是一个非常强大的帝国。
It was a very strong, big country.
我们知道呢，这个犹大地，包括这个整个地中海的沿岸，此时此刻是被罗马帝国所统治的。
So we know at the time that Jesus was born, the whole area was ruled by Roman.
罗马帝国我们知道是军事上非常强大的帝国。
So we know at the time that the Roman was, the empire was really strong.
但是在历史上的这个时刻呢罗马帝国只有一个能够跟他棋逢对手，这个硬碰硬的对手就是这个波斯帝国。
So at that time, the only country can stand eye to eye with them is the kingdom of from Persia.
而且的这个波斯的文化里面呢，他们这个天文学也非常的发达。
So they have a very strong astronomy as well.
他们有很多这个受过教育的专门的。职业的天文学家他们就是去观察天象。
So they have a professional astronomer. They just pay attention, study all the stars.
那个时候波斯帝国他们信仰的宗教是什么样的呢？
So what kind of a religion they practice over there?
那个时候最主流的这个宗教呢叫做索罗亚斯德教。
So at that time there was a
Zoroastrianism.
You got it.
那么他们这个宗教里面呢是相信有这个光明和黑暗的两个力量互相交锋的。
So they believe that they have always the light and the darkness. They are fighting all the time.
他们不拜偶像，但是用一个这个永远一直着着的这个火焰呢，象征着光明，他们就拜那个火，所以中文翻译作拜火教。
So they do not. Well, they just they don't have an idol to worship, but they trust. They believe.They worship light, so they usually worship the fire. So we call them the religion of a fire.
这个宗教呢也曾经到过中国。如果你读过金庸的小说，你知道明教指的就是这个宗教。
And so if you know that the history in China, that was a Ming, religion Ming, that also happened, that is the same religion.
在这个索罗亚斯德教里面呢，他们也是期待有一个救世主会降生的。
So they're also expecting, waiting for a savior.
而且我们看见呢，后来这几个博士他们送给耶稣的礼物呢，有黄金、乳香和没药。黄金当然是比较常见的一个贵重物品，然后乳香和没药呢都是波斯那里特产的，而且是很有名的贸易的商品。
So they give a present. It's a gold. The gold is pretty common, and they have a myrrh and also perfume. Those are the product, local product from Persia.
这个词啊，这个 magi 后来进入英语以后呢，从这个词呢衍生出来又有别的词。
So the words of a magi that later on develop into other words.
本来这个词在这个波斯的语言里面，它最早的这个意思呢是伟大的意思。
So the original meaning in Persian, it meant the great.
这里作为头衔呢，是指的是在他们那个社会里面最有地位的、最有知识的这样的宗教领袖。
So they refer to those the most powerful, most respected the leader in their religion.
但是后来到了英文里面呢，比较侧重于。他们好像那种神奇的力量，比方说我们知道 magic 还有 magician 这样的词呢，是从这个词来的。
So then we found out that later on this word is developed in the English as a magician or magic.
然后我们一起来读第二节。
Now verse 2.
说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
Where is the one who has been born the king of a Jew? We saw his star.When he rose and have come to worship him.
圣经这里没有说呀，神是怎么样奇妙的启示带领他们，告诉他们这个犹太人之王降生了，而且用一颗星星来引导他们来到这个以色列地。
So over here, the Bible did not talk about too much detail regarding to how this star to guide him, guide them to the area of Judea.
他们来见这个。外邦人在犹太地做王的这个希律王说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里
？”And so they came to this Gentile. Then he asked, "Where is the king of the Jews?"
然后他们说：“我们是特来拜他的。
”Because we come to worship him.
拜这个词呢，是意思是匍匐在地来献上敬拜的意思。
So the words worship is you bow down on the floor and to worship him.
这个拜呢不是一个礼貌性的一个拜见，而是宗教性的崇拜的意思。
So this worship, the words doesn't is not just like a ritual things, but rather is totally bow down on the floor to worship.
那么大家猜一猜，希律王此时是什么样的一个反应呢
？So you want to guess what how the King Herod react to it?
我们一起来读第三节。
The verse 3.
希律王听见了，就心里不安。犹太耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
And when the king Herod heard of this, he was disturbed, and the whole Jerusalem with him.
这个是非常有戏剧性的。
That's very dramatic.
希律王他这个时候呢，心里不安，说的是他有搅扰，有这种受威胁的感觉。
And so the king Herod, that means that he was disturbed.He's troubled by this news.
这个其实是可以理解的，因为他本身呢就得位不正。
We can understand that because he was not properly get his authority.
但是耶路撒冷合成的这些以色列人，他们为什么也都不安呢
？But why the whole city in the Jerusalem are disturbed?
这是非常奇怪的事情。
And that's very interesting.
我们一起来看第二部分，就是谦卑之心。
So let's see the second point, the heart of humility.
一起来读第四节。
Verse 4.
希律王就召集了犹太人的祭司长和文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处
？”So he called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, and asked them where the Messiah was to be born.
这个希律王知道不知道神应许的弥赛亚会降生
The King Herod knows that God has promised to have a king for the Jewish people.
弥赛亚和这个基督是同样的意思的。
So Messiah is the same word as Christ.
他这个时候呢，听到别人说生下来要做犹太人之王的，他就知道这一定是弥赛亚，一定是基督。
So once he heard that the one that to be the king, then he knew that is the Messiah, is Christ.
他召集了这个犹太人最有学问的祭司长和文士，问他们说，基督当生在何处？
So he calls the Pharisees and the most knowledge people. Then he asks, where the king is supposed to be born to?
我们一起来读第五节。
Now verse 5.
他们说在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。
And they replied, in Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written.
一起来读第六节。犹太的伯利恒啊，你在犹太诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
在这些宗教领袖他们所熟读的旧约圣经里面，早就很明确的预言，这个弥赛亚，这个基督是要降生在伯利恒的。
So that's in the book of in the documentation in the Israel, they already very clearly talk about the king will be born in the Bethlehem.
这几位从波斯来的这个博士，他们那个引导他们的星星可能时隐时现，他们来到了耶路撒冷去问，哎，具体是在什么地方？
So the star even though guide them in the area, but yet they do not know exactly specifically where to go.
那么谁给他们指示了方向呢？
Who gave them the direction?
我们一起来读第七节。
Verse 7.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，问他们星星出现的时候。
And then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exactly time star had appeared.
希律王他为什么这么关心？
Why the King Herod was so concerned?
来问他们，哎，星星是什么时候出现的？
So they asked him when the star appeared.
我猜想这个星星是耶稣基督降生的那个时刻出现的。
I think my guess is that the stars show up, appear at the time when Jesus was born.
我们来到今天的第三个部分，就是蒙福之道。
So then the third point, the way of a blessing.
我们一起来读第八节。
And verse 8.
随后差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信给我，我也好去拜他。
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find them, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
谁给这几个博士指示了方向去伯利恒啊？
So that's who gave this Magi the specific city to go?
是希律王自己。
And that's King Herod gave him the specific instruction.
他非常的清楚知道这个婴孩降生就是应验了旧约圣经里面这预言降生的就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
Because King Herod knows that this child, this king, is the Messiah, is born in the Bethlehem.
然后他让这几个博士呢去找到那个小孩回来报信给他。
So he sent them to the Bethlehem to find out, to search for the baby.
目的是什么呢？
Now what's the purpose for it?
他说我也好去拜他。
He said that he's going to worship him as well.
是拜这个词呢，在我们今天这段经文里面第二次出现。
So this is the second time we show off the words of worship.
他是真的要去匍匐在地，要去敬拜那一位神应许给我们的救世主吗？
So is that he's really wanted to go worship and bow down on the floor for the salvation of the Lord?
不是的，他这是谎言，这是欺骗。
So it is not truth, it is a lie.
他的目的是要什么？
So what's his purpose?
他是要杀掉这个孩子，要保全他那个得位不正的权柄。
So he wanted to kill the baby so that he can keep his authority which he obtained improperly.
我们在这里呢，有一个很鲜明的对比。
So over here you can see there's a very strong comparison.
本来这个希律王呢，他是在犹太地做王。
So we know that the King Herod was the king of Judea.
他熟读旧约的圣经。
He familiar with the Old Testament.
他甚至都表现的是在遵守旧约的律法。
So he even followed some of the rules from the Old Testament.
他离这个伯利恒，我估计可能有没有20英里。
So I think that he live maybe only 20 miles from the Bethlehem.
然后这几位博士呢，从波斯来，可能我们看地图大概有2000英里的距离。
And versus compared to those two, the three magi, they travel about 2,000 miles.
这些博士他们是在别的宗教里面，这个的宗教领袖，他们对于犹太的律法、犹太的这个经文根本不熟悉的。
So they are living far away, and they are not familiar with the Jewish law and also their religion.
但是当神有这样的启示，让他们了解到真理的时候，了解到那样一位救世主要降生的时候，他们可能花了几个月的时间，然后就是一步一步的走，牵着骆驼来到了这个犹太地。
But yet, once they revealed by God, then they just start to travel that 2,000 miles. Maybe took them a couple months to step by step toward the Bethlehem.
对于这个弥赛亚的降生的这样一个真理，希律王这些祭司长还有文士，比这些东方来的博士更加的清楚。
So all the Pharisees, the chief religion chief, they know much better than those faraway magi.
我们有的时候同样面对真理的时候，我们会有不同的反应的。
So yeah, every one of us, when we face the truth, we maybe respond differently.
昨天我跟一个教会的弟兄姐妹聊天。
So yesterday I was talking to a member from the church.
他有一个朋友呢，非常的有学问。
And he has friends very knowledgeable.
读了很多的书，也甚至是研究过圣经。
And he read a lot of books as well as the Bible.
甚至他已经承认说，这个世界上肯定有上帝，肯定有神。
And so he already acknowledged that there's a God.
因为他的这个理由呢，是他读了那么多的书，他知道很多，但是还有更多他不知道的。
So he read a lot of things from the book. So he realizes that there's a lot of other things he doesn't even know.
他已经很明确的相信有神存在，但是他跟神没有关系。
But even though he knows God exists, but yet he has no connection to God.
这个希律王知道这个弥赛亚已经按照旧约的预言已经降生了，但是他不去敬拜他，他没有关系，甚至他要去杀害他。
So the King Herod, even though he knows that the Messiah is born, and about it rather to worship him, he wanted to kill.
我们一起来读第九节。
So verse 9.
他们听见王的话就去了。看哪，他们在东方所看见的那星又在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star...They had seen that when they rose, went ahead of them until they stopped over the place where the child was.
神对他们有特别奇妙的带领。
And God has a special guidance to this for this magi's.
这个若隐若现的这个星星呢，一直又带领他们来到小孩子的地方。
So this star disappeared and now reappeared and to guide them all the way to the baby.
我相信呢，这个耶稣降生的时候，这个星星出现带领他们，到了现在已经过去至少几个月的时间了。
So I think the star probably already appeared for more than a couple months until guide them all the way to the child.
因为在这里呢，用的小孩子这个词呢，不是那个婴儿，不是那个新生儿的那个单词，是一个就是翻译作小孩子的这个词。
So the words has changed. They are not guiding to the baby, but to the child.
我们一起来读第十节。
Verse 10.
他们看见那星就极其欢喜。
And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
希律王他听到那个弥赛亚降生的时候，他的心情是什么样的？
And what kind of how they felt when the King Herod heard about the new Jewish king?
他是不安。
And he was disturbed.
他是感觉到受到威胁。
He feels threatened.
但是这些波斯来的博士，他们是极其的欢喜。这个极其欢喜在这里呢，是那个喜悦的那个词的最高级的形式。
So yet, Magi heard about Jesus. They are overjoyed. The word overjoyed is exceedingly joy.
然后我们一起来读第十一节。
And verse 11.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary.And they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gift of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
这些人呢，他们是来自强大的波斯帝国，他们是社会地位非常高的宗教领袖，而且我估计他们的年龄都很大了。
So I think they are very elderly person. They are the chief. They are the leader of this strong.Country of Persia.
但是当神启示他们，这就是那个要拯救世人的救世主的时候，他们就伏伏在地上拜那一个小孩子。
So when God revealed them that this is the Savior for the world, then they just bow down and worship the child.
他们第一件事就是拜那个小孩子。
So the first thing their reaction is bow down and worship.
然后起身呢？拿出他们觉得上好的东西，是黄金、乳香、没药作为礼物献给他。
And then they present the gift of gold, frankincense, and the myrrh.
我刚刚信主的时候呢，也被挑战，说你来到耶稣面前，你有什么东西可以献给他
？So when I was challenged, when I become a Christian, they say, "Hey, now when you come to Christ, what do you present? What the present you have for him?"
我那时候是个穷学生
，and I was a poor student.
我想我把我的爱献给他
，so I can offer my love to the Lord，
把我的服侍的时间献给他
，and I offer my time to serve Him，
把我的一生献给他
，but then I offer my whole life to Him。
那么，这从东方来有几位博士呢
？So how many magi's from the East？
我们很多时候唱赞美诗歌，说有三位博士。
So in the hymns we sang, a lot of times we refer to three wise men.
其实我们不知道。
But yet we don't know.
这个博士这个词呢，在希腊文里面是一个复数的词，是不止一位。
So this magi is a plural. We don't know how many people.
那么我们从他献上的三种礼物呢，推测会不会是三个人
？Yes, so that because they mentioned three gifts, so people suspect that's three people.
对，如果有第四个人，结果他是空手而来的， yes. 太不好意思了。
So if there's a fourth person, then they have nothing to present.
我们一起来读第十二节。
Verse 12.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回到希律那里，就从别的路回本地去了。
And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Harrow, so they returned to their country by another route.
神呢给他们有非常奇妙的带领。
So God has led them very unique way to guide them.
因为我们后来呢读到后面的圣经，我们发现希律王为了消除这种对他政权的威胁。把伯利恒这个地区这周围的所有两岁以内的小孩子全都杀掉了，男孩子全都杀掉了。
So as we know that King Harold was very angry, so then he killed all the children in the area.
这些博士他们是非常有知识的，受过非常高等的教育的。
So this magi's they are very.Educated.
他们本来呢是在别的宗教的传统里面是做宗教领袖的。
They are the leader of other religion.
但是神呢一样去启示，去带领他们来到耶稣面前。
Yet God also revealed to guide them to come to Jesus.
在约翰福音一章十二节呢，这里说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God.
无所谓我们的文化背景，我们的宗教背景，我们所做的职业。
So it doesn't matter what is your background or your education.
我们只要 接受耶稣基督，就是相信他的名，我们就有权柄做神的儿女。
So you can be the children of God as long as you accept Christ.
我们一起来总结一下今天学到的功课。
So let's conclude our sermon.
首先我们学习到东方博士呢，教我们认识真理需要属灵的觉醒和持续的追求。
So the Magi teaches us that we are seeking the truth requires spiritual awakening and a persistent pursuit.
这个不是知识的积累，而是心灵的觉醒。
It is not the knowledge accumulation, but yes, it's a spiritual awakening.
这些博士教我们呢，这个谦卑敬拜的价值就是放下权力，放下自我，献上自己，在基督面前跪下。
So the Magi also teach us that we need to humble ourselves to worship, and we let go the power and our selfness, and to kneel before God.
这些博士教我们呢，改变生命的可能性。
And they also teach us how we can change our life.
就是一次属灵的相遇呢，就能够改变我们整个的人生，产生永恒的影响。
So that we can transform our life with one just encounter.
那么你面对这个真理启示给你的时候，你愿意选择像是希律王还有犹太的这些祭司长文士他们的反应呢，还是像这些东方来的博士一样？
So as you encounter God's guidance, you can respond either like a King Herod.And also the Pharisees and the scribes, or you're like this Magi.
你就来见到他的面，你就敬拜他，你就把你最好的礼物献给他。
And do you come to the Lord and to worship Him and offer the best?
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
So let's try to memorize this.
我们一起来读马太福音二章十一节，我们一起来读三遍。三遍之后有考试。
So let's read this three times, and then we'll try to have a test, a quiz.
我们一起来读三遍。
Let's read three times.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。进了房子。看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。准备好了没有？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Can you recite to the people next to you?
哇，大家好棒！今天的经文比较长，但是大家一样是背下来了。
Looks like you guys all memorized this long verse today.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你一路的带领我们，启示我们，让我们来认识你。
We thank you. You've been guiding us all this way to know you.
让我们做这个最好的选择和决定，让我们来敬拜你，然后来亲近你。
Thank you to guide us so that we can make a decision to worship you, to be closer with you.
不管我们过往的人生经历是什么样的，不管我们的背景是什么样的。
Doesn't matter what our background and what kind of things we encountered in the past.
让我们来来认识你，接受你做我们的救主。
Yes, we can come to you and accept you as our Savior.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
Well, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.